This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle's with us. He's last talking about you need a pickup truck. And our preferred model is Chevrolet, 1998 through 2006. Four-wheel drive is preferred. Two-wheel drive is okay. You don't need the big engine. Gardening books, raising animal books, pipe wrenches, small, medium, large, and larger than that. Kyle, please continue.
So I was going to jump real quick. So the other thing you're going to need other than a pickup truck is, folks, you've got to have good tires on it, and you've got to have aggressive tires. Stuff that can be in dirt, snow, because that's what, if you're in an area where there's snow, you've got to prepare for that. You, if you can afford to have a set of extra set of rims and tires with street tires on it, because you're not going to be able to take it down there to the tire shop and have your tires swapped. So you're going to need a whole nother set of rims and tires. And if you can get another set of summer tires that don't necessarily have to be quite as aggressive, that would be wise, because that way all you've got to do is swap the rims and you've got a different set of tires. But for probably up in this neck of the woods, I start preparing for winter in September, and it'll go through May. And so I have aggressive sets of tires on rims for both of my trucks, all three of them actually. So you're also going to need a flatbed trailer. I'm just telling you, if you are having to, pull things around, move things around your, property, go get hay, go get feed. Sometimes if you're in hay country and you need hay for your cows or your goats through the winter, you're going to need to go barter and trade and get it. So you're going to need a trailer, preferably at least 14 feet long, minimum, and preferably double axle if you can, but single axle if you can't. You've got to know how to hook up the wiring to it. You need testers for that to be able to find out if you have to diagnose a trouble in your lighting system. Okay, so trailer you're going to need. You're going to want sideboards on it. If that's the only way you've got to heat your house and the grid goes down, you're going to need a wood stove. You're going to need a trailer with sideboards on it to be able to cut lumber and throw that into your trailer to get back to your house and your pickup, for that matter, because you don't want to let there be any empty space when you're hauling this stuff around. And if you can only afford one truck, don't buy a half ton. Get a three-quarter ton truck. They've got heavier duty running gear. They have heavier duty transmissions. And if you're getting a General Motors, if you've only got one truck, don't get anything with less than get a 350 Chevy 5.7 liter engine. Because they're pretty bulletproof. If you take care of them and maintain them, you'll be okay. You've got to be able to know how to check your transfer case fluid, your transmission fluid. You've got to have extra of all of that to be able to replace it. You've got to be able to check your front and rear end, the axle bearings, the axle pumpkins underneath. You've got to know how to check that. You've got to have grease for that. These are all things that interrelate to being able to survive. If you're going to get firewood, we covered last time, chainsaws. You're going to want chainsaws. You're going to want a small one. You're going to want a medium-sized one. And you're probably going to want a big one if you're strong enough to handle it. But even if you're not strong enough to handle the big one, you're going to need a small and a medium. You've got to have them. You got to have stored gasoline. And it's got to be preserved. And you're going to need for, if you're careful, if you're really careful with your gasoline and you have to run a generator and you have to drive to get to barter, trade, get wood, get hay, do all of that stuff. And if you're really careful, 1 year you'll use 200 gallons. Really careful. I'm talking about turning it off, turning it on. Do you have a spare starter for these things that you're going to be using? If you have a truck and that's what you've got to run with it, do you have a spare starter, a spare water pump, and do you have the wrenches and tools to be able to replace it? Do you have a way to know how? Do you have extra air cleaners? Because if you're in a field and you're having to use it in dirty conditions in the summertime, your air cleaner is going to get plugged up. You can extend the life of your air cleaner by being able to have a small air compressor with a nozzle on the end of it that allows the air pressure to blow and get outside and blow the air, blow the dust from the inside of the air filter out. You can preserve the life of it and get a little bit more life out of it by doing that. So I'm trying to tell you things of ideas and thoughts and ways to be able to keep going if this continues on. So one of the things that I was talking about to this younger guy was he said, well, I keep hearing these dates of August and September, and, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. And I talked to him and I said this. I said, I don't prepare or even consider anymore a particular date. Because what that does is it takes my mind and it makes my mind think in terms of a controlled panic mode before that time. What I am doing is I am looking at the general overall demise of the country. It's going down. You have the financial system, the energy system, the just-in-time food supply system, the droughts, the floods, all of these things worldwide are happening. Did you hear in the last newscast anything about the possibility of food inflation going up 30 to 40% by the first part of next year? No, you didn't. But you heard about Biden giving some stupid speech in Utah. You heard about that. Now, as bad as the fires are in Hawaii, they're for the bulk of the United States, they're not going to affect you. But I guarantee you 30 to 40% food inflation before the end of next winter, this coming winter, that will affect you. Things right now, bear this in mind, things are not ever going to be cheaper than they are right now. Now, my friend that has this expedition, if he could get $8,000 out of this, for $8,000, he could easily buy an older pickup. He only has one kid at home. why wouldn't you turn that, buy a $5,000 pickup and then buy rototiller, generator, whatever it takes to be able to run your house, extra firewood, chainsaws, all of these things. If you have a chainsaw, you've got to have, if you have a small and a medium, you've got to have two different size files to be able to sharpen them. Do you know how? Do you know how to tighten the chain so that it doesn't derail or wear the bar out prematurely? Do you have extra bar oil for it? For a couple of years, at least. What kind of things do you have that you're preparing for right now? Do you know what, here, jumping to the garden again, just for a second. Do you know what it looks like when you have these white moths floating around your garden? Do you know what they're doing? They're laying eggs. And they're going to produce little caterpillars that eat up your plants. That tea tree oil mixture that I mentioned earlier, if you spray them with that, it kills them instantly. If you spray the underside of some of your plant leaves, you will kill the caterpillars. But would you know that? Would you know that the tea tree oil mixture I just mentioned has to be sprayed directly on the animal? You can't use it as a pesticide and just spray it all over the plants. It won't work. It actually has to hit the animal, the little insect. Very important things to understand and know. If your food and your life depend on growing, you've got to be able to understand and know what it is you're doing. If you don't know these things and have experienced them and are listening and writing stuff down and thinking about it and moving toward it and not letting normalcy bias slow you down. I didn't say stop you. I said even slow you down. Then whatever happens is on your shoulders. It's your responsibility, your fault, and you will get all of the accreditation you deserve when it happens. You'll get the blame, or you will be seen when it all happens. You'll be seen as somebody that other people can trust. Or you will be seen as, oh, no, you're just like the rest of the sheeple. Here we are lining up at the FEMA camp. Or starving to death, worst case. Can you imagine seeing your kids and your grandkids starving because you didn't move forward and start thinking in terms, worst case scenario, if this never happens, even in your lifetime, and you're an older guy right now, it's going to happen in your kid's lifetime, I guarantee it. And I don't think it's even going to be in the next, I can't imagine this not happening in the next couple of years. I hear the music, I'll wait till after the break.
Yeah, Kyle, no disagreement on a single thing you've said. No disagreement. I'm with you all the way.
Stay healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us. Preparedness and survival. In a flash. And Kyle talked about automatic transmission fluid, grease, engine oil, storing gasoline with preservative, chainsaws, chains, spare chains, bar oil, chainsaw file, spare air cleaner, air compressor with a blowgun and an air hose, air compressor oil. The list continues. Kyle?
Yeah, I've got... So I was going to ask a question to the class. So we all know, if you listen to this broadcast or, and Rich and all of these things, how that everything, what, the election was stolen. But I have a question for you. We see the term from the prepared community and the you've heard it probably here, how things are happening so fast. I got a question for you to ponder in your mind. Do you think that the people that selected Biden to oversee the downfall of this country didn't plan for it to be complete before the next election? And done in one term? Do you think that their plan to bring this country to its knees and to try to get total control of this nation and bring it down Do you think they didn't have a plan to make it happen in 4 years when they got him in office? They absolutely did. And if you think you're holding on hope that things are going to get better at the next election, you are fooling yourself. All right, I'm going to jump back into more tools. So in the garden, you're not only going to want the shovels, you're going to want hoes. And the H-O-E, you're going to want a hose, and you're going to want two or three different designs. You're going to want one, but you got to have at least one or two of the standard, like 4 or 5 inch, 5 to 6 inch wide hose, because you're going to wind up having to weed, and you can cut the weed roots with a hoe. You can go along and you just be careful about what you're going to have to learn how to do that, so that you don't cut the plant down that you're trying to protect. You've got to learn what the weeds look like. You've got to learn which weeds are very beneficial for you to eat. One of them that grows in our garden constantly up here is purslane. And we actually cultivate part of our garden into purslane and let that weed have probably 8 feet of a 30-inch by 24-foot bed. We let it have about 8 feet of it because we take that purslane, dry it out, powder it, and put it in capsules to take. It's very beneficial and very healthy for you. Okay, so another one that'll practically take your garden over if you're not careful is wormwood. You can plant that, but you gotta keep it corralled, or you've gotta have it out in an area where it can grow and you don't care. Because you can take, it's very powerful. You gotta be careful with wormwood. But if you take a twig with, say, about 16 inches long, and you throw that, you know, one of those into your chicken coop, the chickens will eat it, and it'll help keep them dewormed. I'm trying to go over things and ideas here of things of what your life is going to look like in the case of something happening in a really bad way. And I'd like to get your comments on this other side of the break, Vince. Do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. Kyle and I will be back in just a few minutes after bottom of the hour commercials and news. We're talking about preparedness and survival in a flash.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News Update. Wildfires sweeping across western areas of the Hawaiian island of Maui. At least 36 people have died. Around 4,000 are being evacuated. President Biden wrapping up his western swing today with a stop in Salt Lake City. He will speak this morning at the Veterans Affairs Health Center. Some 100 million Americans are at risk this week as severe weather sweeps across the eastern two-thirds of the United States of America. America. Nearly 100 people in the U.S. and Australia have been arrested on child sex abuse charges in a global investigation that began after two FBI agents were killed 2 years ago. Older Americans' medical debt has soared to $54 billion in unpaid bills, despite having insurance. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle's with us. And we're talking about survival and preparedness in a flash. Kyle, back to you.
So the one thing on the garden that is also very important is you have got to be able to deal with pests. And deer, I have learned the hard way over the years, will go over everything up to 6 foot. They will jump a 5 foot fence if it's really dry and they're hungry. They will jump a 5 foot fence to get to your garden. Gophers will get into your garden and eat your produce. Birds will eat your produce. You've got to have ways netting for your fruit trees. You've got to have netting for your beans and peas. and radishes even. You've got to have something to be able to keep them out, as well as the pests, just the insects. This year is the first year in 7 years that I've had to deal with gophers, and I bet I've killed 15 of them so far. And they're still around. They just like moved into the area, and they got into my radishes, and they ate radishes. They ate some of the, I'd already harvested a bunch of the peas, but they got into the peas as well. So I'm just telling you, this stuff can just show up. It's been 7 years, and I have had no trouble till this year. So these things are going to happen. Here's another thought. If you get ready and you're prepared and you have stuff to barter and you can barter and you are surviving yourself, you also have stuff to be stolen. And you've got to deal with that, and your body will not go where your mind has not been. What are you willing to do to preserve your family's life if you're a man? What are you willing to do to preserve your family's life? So I'm going to jump just for a second. These guys, so if you've got deer around and they're getting in your garden and you have to shoot one, can you butcher it? Can you grind the meat into hamburger? Do you know what parts of the deer, how to cut it up? Do you know how to gut or kill off one of your goats? Do you know how to butcher chickens? Do you know that if you cut into the bile duct on a chicken, you've got to get that out of the gut pile and don't let it touch the meat or it'll contaminate the meat? Do you know how to preserve the livers and the hearts and the gizzards? Because you're going to practically need to eat everything if you're trying to survive. Okay, back to security for a minute. Most of the bad stuff is going to happen at night. Do you have a way to be able to see at night? Do you have cameras to be able to look around your property? Do you have a flashlight? What kind of weapon do you have? And Vince and I talked about this the other day. One of the most important, I think, weapons that you can probably own on a farmstead is a Ruger 10/22. Are you going to want more than that? Absolutely. But you need a Ruger 10/22 with probably 4 or 5 25-round magazines, at least, and a couple of thousand bullets. That's minimum, with a good scope on it, because you're probably going to need to be able to shoot precisely. And it also, that little rifle should have iron sights, and they should be sighted in. If your scope fails and you've got a coin, you can usually take the scope base or the scope rings off of your gun and shoot with iron sights. Can you do that? Now, the effective range of a little Ruger 10/22 is about 50 yards. That's something to know. Can you shoot it, though, at 100 yards? Are you capable? Can you put it within an inch and a half group at 100 yards with a scope on a bench? Can you even do it on a bench? Have you tried it? Do you have something? One of the best platforms out there is the AR-15. It's incredible. Excellent. Do you have one that's set up for you? Does it have a collapsible stock so that it can go between you and your son or your wife? Do you have a red dot sight on it for quick acquisition in case you need it? Do you have a powerful flashlight on it to be able to reach out at least 40 or 50 yards with a momentary switch? Do you have that ready? What are you willing to do to preserve the life of your family? Your body will not go where your mind has not been. If you don't consider these things, you will freeze. And if you freeze, you will die. My friend that's a Navy SEAL told me one time one of the things that they told him over and over and over and over again is he who adapts first lives. My dad had another way of saying it when he was in the Marine Corps. He said, you got to be the firstest with the mostest if you want to live. So that's a thought for you to consider. These are all things, and I've covered a big gamut of things. Vince, I'd like to get your thoughts on all of this stuff, too, because I know you are as prepared as anybody I know.
You know, that quote, firstest with the mostest, that originated from a Civil War officer. And he was a Southerner. And the question was, how do you do so well against the Northern invading forces? And he said, I get there firstest with the mostest. That's what he said.
Really? So, I did not know that. The only person I ever heard say that was my dad.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was in good company. He really was.
Yeah.
Kyle, you went through a lot of items. So here's some of the items that I have on my list, and they're not in any particular order, so it's going to be rambling. Rechargeable flashlight with a focus mechanism. And what that means is you can have a wide angle or you can focus it for long range. And that's the exception for lithium ion in my world. I think that they work well, but I charge them on a ceramic tile. Okay. Propane cook stove with a propane tank already hooked up in your kitchen. Now, this is all predicated upon you being out of Dodge, because if you're in Dodge and the collapse happens, you're going to be surrounded by total lawlessness. Total.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. And I know a cop, he's deceased, but he said, I don't need to prepare. I got me a gun. So his plan was to take whatever he needs whenever he thought he needed it. So keep that in mind. So you need to be out of Dodge. All right. So propane cook stove with propane tank already hooked up. This is assuming you've got some kind of a farmstead. A wood stove for heating. A window air conditioning unit. Now, that would be a smaller capacity, just enough to take the humidity out, because people are dying from high humidity and high temperatures when the grid goes down. A alternating current line conditioning transformer. That's necessary while the grid is up and the voltage is fluctuating and is likely to blow your equipment. Wasp spray. Now, this is the kind that shoots like 20 feet, 10 feet, tall can. Now, make sure you don't use that for self-defense, because it can blind your attacker. So keep that in mind. Kyle mentioned a Ruger 10/22. Plenty of ammunition that cycles in it and works well with that particular rifle. 10/22 is a 22 caliber long rifle, semi-automatic. It's fairly accurate. It's small. It's inexpensive, and it's a great little rifle. You need a scope for it. You need tow chains to pull vehicles out, to pull wood, trees out of the woods. You need cans of vegetables. You need dry pasta, spaghetti sauce in glass jars. You need a 30-30 lever action Marlin rifle with ammunition that fits it. And plenty of it. A dehydrator. A freezer. Preferably a chest freezer, because they're a little bit more efficient with electricity than an upright. Surge protectors with a minimum of 330 volts, line, neutral, and ground surge protection. Not more than 330 volts. 330 volts is the minimum voltage where they work, and that's the only one you should get. Because 400 volts, 500, 600 volts let through is way too much. So you want the 330 volt models. Propane tank, small ones, if you have a grill. Small garden hand tools. I'm talking about trowels and little hand cultivators, those kinds of things. Commercial fertilizer. triple 13, triple 17, triple 19. You need that. You need to keep it cool and dry to get you through the rough patch until you get your compost working. Chickens, chicken houses, chicken runs, chicken feed, extension cords. I'm talking about the orange kind. It doesn't have to be orange, but whatever color that, with enough capacity to power the equipment at the other end of the cord. Battery charger. I'm talking about an automotive battery charger. Jumper cables that work, that are long enough to work. A socket set, metric and SAE. SAE would be the U.S. version. Wrenches, metric and SAE. Engine oil. Engine oil filters. A reusable air cleaner for your vehicle, because you may not be able to get any more of them. And they make them. They're made by K&N and other brands. And you can clean them in your kitchen sink. Concrete blocks to make a fire pit. 55-gallon drum with a removable lid so that you can burn your trash. Barbed wire. Hammers. T-posts, those are those green fence posts. And you need the fence clips to go with it. White vinegar. And this is something that I'm not giving medical advice, but if you have an albuterol inhaler, rescue inhaler, and someone can't breathe, you might be able to save their life. I've asked many doctors about this, if they think it's a good idea, and every one of them said yes. So while you can still get one, if you think that respiration might be a problem in your future for you or your family or someone you care about, you might want to get one. Now you're going to need a prescription for it. So I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm just saying this is what doctors have said makes sense. And I've saved a couple lives with them. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
A few more items on the list, and these are all in the book, 5-Minute University, which is not published yet, and it's not available yet, but air compressor. And we mentioned that. Reading glasses. Tweezers to remove ticks and splinters. Dental pick. Baking soda. A broom. Used engine oil to start fires and lubricate chains if you have to. You could use used engine oil as long as there aren't solids in it for lubricating a chainsaw chain. It's not recommended, but if you've got nothing else, it's the way to go. Aluminum foil, hydrogen peroxide, nuts, bolts, washers, hookup wire, nails, screws, a Gerber standard size paraframe folding lock blade knife, sharpening stone, empty 2-liter bottles that you've washed and cleaned and sterilized so that you can store rice packed in there, dried rice, and put the cap on the bottle. The same thing with dried beans. Glass spaghetti sauce jars with the lids that you've cleaned when you use them so that you can put dehydrated tomatoes and peppers in them. Books on preparedness. Electricity, plumbing, gardening. You need screwdrivers. You need spare tires for your truck and trailer. You need ratcheting straps. I'm talking about those ones that you see lying in the road, the Harbor Freight orange ones. They really work great. Those are a few things that I've got on my list that I just rattled off.
Thought of something else, Vince. So there's another one, and this is important as well. If you're talking about being able to survive quietly, there is a single stage pump air rifle that I highly recommend, and it's called a GAMO, G-A-M-O, but it has a clip that holds 9 pellets in it, so that once you load the clip, you can just crank it down one time and pull it up. And it comes in 1.177 caliber or 0.22 caliber. I suggest you get the 22 caliber air rifle. because it's way quieter than a 22. It's way powerful enough. I have killed squirrels with it at 30 yards. Just drop them right out of a tree. And it comes with a scope that is actually fairly decent. It's super cheap. And you can get one of those for, I think it's right around $139, something like that at Walmart. But in any case, that's something if you had to be quiet and you had to do something to eat something, that would work. Not for deer, nothing like that, but for rabbits, something along those lines, it would probably work if you were close enough to a rabbit. The other thing I was going to mention, and when I started out, I talked about some type of pain mitigation. This is just to give you an idea, folks. So when I was putting in the 6-foot-high fence all around my garden, I was pounding in steel T-posts by hand. And I had put in about 18 of them, and my neighbor, who works at a lumber yard, so he's working with his hands and moving around, and, you know, he's not weak or a computer geek by any stretch of the imagination. Anyway, so I had put in 18 of these things so far. I just got done counting, and he said, well, let me give you a hand, because he's about 47 years old. At that time, he literally could last through 1.5 T-posts, and he was exhausted. He couldn't do anymore. His shoulders wouldn't hardly even raise. He said, I can barely raise my shoulders. And I had another 22 to go, which I did, but I had to be used to it. And I put those 18 in and one that morning, right? So I'm just letting you know that when I talk about, you know, your labor from where you think you are to where you're going to need to be is a huge valley, and you got to get across it. So you're going to have to mitigate and be able to come up to speed, and that's going to take time. And if time is not your friend when you're trying to grow stuff or figure out ways to survive. Thanks, Vince. It's been a good show.
Very good class, Kyle. Outstanding. And class, I suggest that you share this broadcast with friends and family. Also, adding to the list, scissors and AM radio. We've got one in your car or truck already, probably. Unless it's a brand new model. And you might want to consider some walkie-talkies. Bofang. And they don't last forever, but they can work out in an emergency, and they're rechargeable, and a ham radio, and learn how to use it, and consider getting a ham license. Gordon West's books are the best, and he's an instructor. Thank you, Kyle.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.